completion, and although they have to give us $50,000, must they be bonded for the entire value of the projected project?
There are provisions in the policy that speak to the evaluation of the developer and reviewing financial statements and financial abilities. You have to kind of separate these PIDs into two different components. One is the development side of things, and then the other might be the financing if you were actually trying to front money. So those in the financing standpoint, there are requirements for financial guarantees in there to make sure that the development does in fact get completed as proposed. What seems to have evolved over the last 10 years or so is that a lot of these PIDs, the financing piece isn't done until the project gets to a certain level of completion, and that is a further protection to the parties involved. The PID bonds are not an obligation of the city. They're an obligation of the public improvement district itself, if bonds are issued.
Those plateaus that you mentioned, are those usually tied to percentage of total lots sold? Like at 25%, you start making your first payment?
Yeah, well, that would be determined, I think, as you go through there's a number of steps that you have to go through, but there would be a general plan, and then there would be a development plan, and there'd be a development agreement, and it would be in that development agreement that these kinds of benchmarks would be outlined. And also, it would depend on the developer and the developer's financial backing and what kind of ratings might be obtained and those sorts of things. So you really can't get into those kinds of things until you actually have a developer, a general plan, and a development agreement.
So are the you mentioned PID revenue and initial contract requirements. Are those also tied to the sale of property? Say I buy two blocks and put up 25 houses and start selling them. I'm contractually bound as a developer. Are the people I sell to and the people they then sell the house to equally bound?
Absolutely. The owner. So the assessments of these special levies or the taxes are on the property itself. So it's the owner of the property. So it's on the homeowners. And the developer of these types of projects will typically do a pro forma. And they'll look at what the prices of the houses are, the potential mortgage payments, the regular taxes plus the PID taxes to make sure that it's feasible to place this kind of a burden on those particular properties.
Are these going to be low, high, or mid developments, like housing? Is it low income, high income, or... for the PIDs?
That would depend on the developer itself. This is a policy basically that will allow the city to deal with any type of development that comes forward. So it could be a blend. It could be residential. There could be some commercial. A lot of PIDs have a commercial component as well. What form that development takes is really up to the developer and the owner of the property.
Kevin, could you go step by step, say like we adopt this and a company comes in and they want to use it. Could you just go step by step for us and what the process would be?
Sure. So if you adopt this policy, and let's say then a developer comes along and says that we have a parcel of land that we would like to develop, mm-hmm. and we would like to utilize